Ask women in work. Question: I'm interviewing soon for a dream job. What do I need to know to get hired in this competitive era? What are hiring managers looking for? We ask Jody Kovitz, CEO of the HRPA, Human Resources Professionals Association, to tackle this one. The HRPA 2024 summit happens November 28. Ms. Kovitz identified three crucial ways job seekers can stand out. 1. Update your skills. The future of work requires a new set of skills, specifically around artificial intelligence. That doesn't mean every individual needs to know how to work with machine learning or build a model. But there are some basic skills you need around how to leverage AI to be more creative and more productive. If you don't know how to use AI, go figure it out. It's not as hard as you think. There are awesome classes that are quite accessible. Masterclass has a cool one on how to use ChatGPT and other tools effectively. Google AI Essentials also has a great course. Taking some time to educate yourself and develop some proficiency is going to be critical to getting jobs because that is where the world is going. Another in-demand skill I'm seeing with our membership of 24,000 members is resiliency, being adaptable and able to upskill. As technology evolves, folks will need to adapt, wear many hats and roll with the punches. Employers want to know, are you resilient? Have you failed? Have you demonstrated an ability to pivot? A willingness to port transferable skills, do different jobs and try different things is what folks are looking for. Also, we're seeing many organizations shift to AI-based applicant tracking systems, so as you prepare your resume, be thoughtful around identifying the skills you have in the courses you've taken, and tailor your resume to this skills-based approach. It's critical to even get through the screening process. 2. Know why you want this specific job. In an interview, be very clear with the hiring manager that you are excited about this specific opportunity. Why you? Why now? I often talk about this concept of mission meets moment. What is it about this opportunity, this role, and this company that aligns with your values? Take the time to prepare very, very well for interviews. The more time you invest in preparing, the crisper and more focused you can be in the interview. If you're doing 50 interviews at 50 companies and you don't spend the time up front to figure out who you are, your value, and why you want to join the company, you certainly will not stand out. 3. Develop confidence in yourself. Over the weekend, I reread a book that one of my mentors suggested to me years ago. It's The Confidence Code by Kati Kay and Claire Shipman, and it talks about the need to show up with confidence. People want to believe in you, and for them to do that, you have to first demonstrate that you believe in yourself. Project more confidence than humility. A job interview is the time for you to shine and be proud and bring data and results into the conversation. As one of my mentors said to me last week, what are your numbers on the dashboard? Each time you try something new, you develop a new tool in your toolkit. But it's up to you to make the connection for the people interviewing you so that they can understand how your past experiences are relevant to the opportunity at hand. Must reads: A Recipe for Stagnation, Canadian Companies Widely Underusing Newcomer Talent, report finds. Newcomer talent is widely underused in Canada, but employers who tap into it see clear benefits to their business, a new report finds. The paper by the Institute for Canadian Citizenship, ICC, and Deloitte outlines how companies working with newcomers can draw on the diverse experiences of those workers to improve performance while helping to close the immigrant unemployment gap. The data shows that if you can bring people from around the world to play on your team, you're going to have an edge over other teams where people have the same experiences and are more likely to see things the same way. What business leaders can learn from a Canadian hockey legend, Natalie Spooner. In high school, the Scarborough native and hockey star was named, all 4 years, most likely to become a professional athlete. 2 Olympic golds, 1 silver and multiple world championships later, the 34-year-old forward with the Toronto Scepters, part of the 6-team professional women's hockey league, has already achieved legend status. One of her mottos is, get uncomfortable. In 2019, Spooner traded in her hockey skates for toe picks to compete on Battle of the Blades, which paired hockey players with top figure skaters. Spooner was terrified. Grace isn't a critical hockey skill, but she was determined to be a positive role model. If girls see someone like me who's 5'10" and 180 pounds figure skating, there's hope for anyone, she said. Lessons from the Beehive for Change Leaders. Bees collaborate. They send scouts out to find the best spot for a new hive, and then work together to make honey. Rather than sitting around waiting for a queen bee to tell them what to do, they step into the individual and collective leadership roles, working in harmony, to ensure hive success. If danger approaches, an individual bee will release an alarm pheromone that signals to the rest of the colony members to come and defend their mate. It's a model of group dynamics and collective intelligence. And therefore, a model for modern change efforts, says Siobhan McHale, an Australian consultant. In case you missed it, what is at the top of General Z's workplace wish list? Aska Ali knows exactly what kind of employer she wants. A recent graduate from Algonquin College, Ms. Ali, 24, is a marketing manager and graphic designer based in Ottawa. At the top of her employer wish list? Management that is interactive and involved. She notes that in roles like marketing, where one person can end up wearing many different hats from event planning to administration, people think that you'll figure it out, without guidance. But it's wonderful to have regular check-ins, to make sure there is alignment on goals.